Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All in one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1488, Bending Without Breaking, How to Identify Needs and Preferences When Dating, by Kara Shade of Gottman.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome back. I'm your host and narrator, Greg Audino. Grateful to have you here on a Sunday as we take a look at yet another fantastic post from the Gottman Institute, an absolutely top-of-the-line resource when it comes to information and insight on how to build better relationships. I think that you're going to love this one today, no matter what stage of romance you're in, whether you're single, dating, or married. So listen closely as we dive into this article and start optimizing your life. Bending Without Breaking, How to Identify Needs and Preferences When Dating, by Kara Shade of Gottman.com. Many of us have wish lists for our future partners stored away somewhere, like a recipe we've refined over years of trial and error. While these lists can help clarify our wants and needs, they can't predict how different ingredients or people and their attributes will actually interact. Oftentimes, great relationships require us to deviate from our carefully planned recipes a bit. In middle school, my friends and I brainstormed lists to really hone in on our ideal partners. Mine included critical attributes like must love chicken nuggets, must play soccer, must be left-handed, and must have a sister. If I'd been hard and fast about those needs as an adult, my poor husband would have never stood a chance. With that in mind, understanding the difference between a need and a preference can save you a world of heartache and disappointment as you navigate the dating scene. It'll help you quickly turn away from relationships that are not leading you in the direction you want for your life. It'll also allow you to look past more superficial quirks or habits that block you from considering someone who could be a great life partner for you. Ideally, if you've identified something as a true need, this becomes an easy way to quickly sift through a vast sea of potential daters. For example, if you have a deep need to be with someone who shares the same faith, then screen for that before you go on a date. Or be willing to discontinue dating someone if your core needs do not align. As far as preferences go, there's a myth that common interests are necessary for healthy relationships, and that having more of them will make you more compatible. While they can't hurt, Dr. John Gottman notes that it's the way partners have of relating to each other that matters more. It's less about what you're doing and more about how you're doing it together. Matching lists of likes and dislikes only gets you so far. The balancing of needs and preferences also extends into compromises within a relationship, especially in marriage. In Dr. Gottman's Seven Principles workshops, based on research from his book, The Seven Principles for Making Marriage Work, couples use circles of flexibility and inflexibility to work through their problems. Each partner puts their deepest needs on the issue in a small inner circle of inflexibility, and their preferences or areas of flexibility go in the large outer circle. This allows us to see at a glance what needs have to be honored for both partners at the core and which preferences can be taken into account after that. To bring it back to dating, Dr. Scott Stanley and his colleagues conducted research on sliding versus deciding in premarital relationships. Often, daters progress through critical relationship steps like becoming intimate or moving in together without deliberately discussing what those significant choices mean. If your partner's lease is up, you might move in together to save money or cut your commute time, but you haven't necessarily upped your commitment to the relationship before taking that leap. If you want to leave the relationship, you've now made it considerably harder to walk away. They call that a high-cost slide. Similarly, when riding the tides of an otherwise great relationship, partners may gloss over core needs that are not being met, and the inertia of the relationship pulls them along. Perhaps one partner never wants kids and the other absolutely does. They might get married because they're great together in many other ways, but the baby issue has been tabled until further notice. When the time comes for someone to concede their position, baby or no baby, the potential for resentment over an unmet need is real. Dating affords us the opportunity to see our hypothetical wish list stacked against a real partner, and we're forced to clarify our positions, which wishes are mere preferences, and which feel more like deal breakers. Being deliberate about whom you choose to date and how you move through life together are vitally important. Marriage as an institution is strengthened when we use dating as a means of carefully vetting relationships before couples walk down the aisle. Being clear and honest about your needs and asking the tough questions are critical functions of that process. So, if you see a great profile on an online dating website, but you read something that indicates this person may not be able to provide what you need, what do you do? If you're most daters, you probably skim past the qualities you don't like because of some other enticing features or common interests. You're hopeful this mysterious potential partner will change his or her ways, or you downgrade your core needs or preferences for a time, hoping that you can learn to live without them. But the advice of the late Maya Angelou comes to mind here. Quote, "When people show you who they are, believe them." End quote. So, from a research perspective, the fact that we rarely date and mate in predictable ways poses challenges. How well can an online dating site sift through potential partners and identify the one for us when the lines between our needs and preferences get so blurry? How can friends and family set us up when what we say we want and what we're attracted to are often wildly different things? Dr. Samantha Joel, a research professor who studies relationships, delivered a great TEDx talk highlighting why compatibility predictions are so hard for researchers, and of course, online dating sites. She discovered that someone's strictest requirements, or deal breakers, are often dismissed when they're presented with a real potential partner. In her words, those deal breakers go right out the window, and 74% of singles in her study decided to go on a date with someone who doesn't necessarily meet their requirements anyway. So, dating becomes an exercise in bending without breaking. Don't let the excitement of a new prospect blind you to what you really want and need in a partner. Be honest about your needs so that you won't be forced to compromise a core value or belief to maintain a relationship, but absolutely keep your mind open on the preferences. The person you marry may not be the left-handed soccer player and chicken nugget enthusiast you initially imagined, but, at least in my case, deviating from the recipe panned out pretty well. You just listened to the post titled, "Bending Without Breaking, How to Identify Needs and Preferences When Dating," by Kara Shade of Gottman.com.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All in one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Okay, and a big thank you to Kara for this really enlightening work and definitely an essential read for singles out there. But that being said, this article is absolutely helpful even if you're already partnered, even married. There's always room to reevaluate your needs versus your preferences, which you should anyway, as they do stand to change, and be open about these things with your partner. Together, you might choose to approach different tasks or activities in a new way that puts more focus on the relational aspect of the time spent together rather than what exactly you're doing. Or you might better prepare yourselves to move into the next phase of the relationship and the feelings that could stand to come with it that you didn't pay attention to previously. Dr. Margaret Rutherford's article from a couple of days ago comes to mind, in which she talked about the big changes that come when the kids move out. So, in summary, a lot of what was described in this article continues to exist for us far into marriage. So don't sleep on this one just because you've been with someone for a while. And with that, we're going to get going for today, folks. I really appreciate your time as always, and I hope that the rest of your Sunday goes well. If you want it to go super well, I recommend listening to our weekly bonus episode, which is live now. You won't be disappointed. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.